This is Bill Lass of Michigan City, Indiana. This case consists of individual accounts of witnesses of some unusual aerial activity observed from the general area of the United States Coast Guard Station and the Port Authority Building at the lakefront of Michigan City, Indiana on Friday night, June 20th, 1969. These accounts are given in the order in which they were recorded and include statements from the following. Corporal James R. Coughlin and Sergeant Lance M. Hilberg, detectives with the Michigan City Police Department, United States Coast Guardsmen Vern Kleeman, Robert Davenport, Charles Dolan, and Gus Tarantino, all present at the Michigan City Lakefront. Robert Harrington, harbor policeman for the Michigan City Port Authority, Patrolman Tony Rabel and Kurt Stance of the Michigan City Police Department, and Bill Allen, reporter photographer for the Michigan City News Dispatch. All accounts were given without any having heard any of the previously recorded statements, and none, except those who were recorded together, had conferred with each other after the night of the incident. The first statements by Detectives Coughlin and Hilberg were recorded in the office of the Michigan City Port Authority on Saturday night, June 28th.
My name is Corporal James and Richard Coughlin, a member of the Michigan City Police Department, who have both 7 years. Last Friday night, it's been during the 21st, it was in the 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift on a Sunday land center. Passing Court and Tammy were in the station to see the car from the Coast Guard. They were one of the northeast hearing and an unidentified flying object over the lake as they had received any calls of such phenomenon. We saw them that we had not and told us that if we did receive any of these calls, that we could not disregard them as they had been seen from objects that did not have any idea what they were. Cell phone later received an air call from the Port Authority and the security guard, and he asked us to come down as they were seeing some objects going to the lake after the break wire. I had no idea what they were. We came down to the station, the Coast Guard station. Another officer was down at the waterfront. His name was Fred Stone. He's a member of our department. And they were standing along with the Port Authority guys and the one in the Coast Guard station. We walked around the station and we had a pair of binoculars. We were talking about the different objects. This time they said there were two of them coming in off the lake now. And up in the sky at night, hard to judge. It appeared if it would have been a plane with the lights on it, it would probably then 3,000 to 4,000 feet high. This is a good estimate. But they had no other navigational lights on except for one white pulsating light. I looked at this through the binoculars and I could not distinguish if one of the lights jumped around people and was brighter sometimes than it was at others. And I could not make out one of them. I was not familiar what it was. The sergeant was with me, so he was able to look through the glasses on for a bit of this. We then left, went to where it was going to settle down approximately a quarter of a mile away so we could get a better view of the lake and water. We spotted two more objects, which would have been approximately the same area where we were prior to where we saw the picture. We went back and these objects by this time and moved back to the west and drove from Beverly Shores area, which would be towards the Chicago area. We then went around and drove up to the East Beach, the Republic Building Beach, and while we were sitting there, another officer came up later, came out of the pilot after 6 days, and we started seeing the guys flying to the southwest towards the Michigan, Indiana State Line, instead of the Michigan. So we had to look at what they were. There were several of them, many times there would be two, and from further watching, we could make out three of these objects that were going to be flying together in some kind of formation. There was no noise whatsoever. This is what made us believe that they were something we were not familiar with. At that time, the Sergeant of Colorado Park Party breakwater, the clearing, the block that leads out to the east door of the lighthouse is. We parked there and turned off the lights. The news reporter was down at this area at this time. Officer Ezra went to get the security guards from the state authority, and while we were sitting there at the lights out, to the north of the lighthouse, again, I would say, possibly nearly a half a mile off the end of the ship, a very bright orange and white light came on, as if when we turned out a light in the house. It was large, to give you an estimate, it would be approximately the same size as the light that is on the lighthouse. Now, this was too high off of the water to be any kind of a boat. It was not a flare, it was sitting still. It was not an airplane of any sort. There was no noise whatsoever. It started to appear to move closer. Sergeant remarked that it was going to come over our heads, and we had a good look at what everything was worth. We called Officer Regal back to get another look at this so he could verify the facts. So on his way back to where we were located, he got back, and just as he got back, it appeared that somebody had just smudged this out and it appeared to die out and fade away. We sit and talk about this, and the Port Authority board is in with it. We turned around and looked back over Michigan City, and somebody mentioned there were three of them flying in formation at a higher altitude. The highest day was maybe 2,000 feet or 3,000 feet, and it's hard to tell at night. One in front, two on each side, and they were flying along the shoreline, and again headed to the west, southwest, and along the beach, and then two out over the lake. From the time we saw the first one, so approximately 20 minutes after 10 until the last one, so we sat there and saw them, and we had about a period of 54 midnight, and these were the only ones that we saw that night. All together, I would say we saw the one very bright light, the other ones were approximately 7 to 9 of them, and one other time this week, which would be Wednesday the 25th, it tells me now at the Long Beach Police Department, so that would be their office reference a complaint. And they didn't see one of the officers in charge to see the phone call if there were some more objects being seen around the Coast Guard station. Tells me now they came down to the beach, and we met Officer Jean Bowie, a member of our department, who also works as the deputy marshal for Louisiana. And he was telling us to talk out by the basin, and we got out and talked to him, and he said that he had seen six of these objects and followed them from South 33 into the Michigan City Beach area, and he said he had not seen anything like them. And he was different speeds, and he said the lights would be on, and he lost, and said he had no idea what they could do. We then talked and spotted two of these objects flying around, and being considered a lot about this, President enough that he hadn't seen anything as he was going home to bed. At which time we went back to the station and reported the Sergeant Mitchell had taken place, and he also questioned our sanity. At which time I took him down to the Coast Guard station, and he spotted the object. And his remark was that they were some type of airplane. When they stopped in midair and made no noise and hovered over the area that would be to the southwest of the Lipsco Garrity station and turned around and abruptly went the other way, he remarked that he had to go to work and he left. The only other thing I could add to this is I served 4 years in the service in the Air Force and worked in control car around all types of jets and crop-driven aircraft, helicopters, and I have never seen anything such as this. I have no idea what it was, but there was no airplane or jet that I know of.
The following attack by four United States Coast Guardsmen were also given on the night of Saturday, June 28th, about 1 hour after talking with Detectives Coughlin and Hilberg. Recording was done in the office of the Coast Guard.
I'm a seaman in the United States Coast Guard, Rank E3. My name is Vern Cleveland. I was on watch at the time of the sighting. I observed them about 9 o'clock at night, and I notified the OOD that night that I was observing such things flying above and around the Chicago area and over Lake Michigan. At first, they were small objects, only maybe a little bigger than a pea or something, and they were moving around, and they seemed like they could stand still or move at any time and at will, and all of a sudden they'd be there, and 1 minute they wouldn't be, just like they blink off and on, and yet they seemed to show up at different areas, and seemingly they could move at any time. At times they were different colors. Sometimes they'd be white, sometimes almost an orange, and then sometimes they seem to be red. At first we saw them at quite a distance, but then every now and then there'd be one that'd be sighted that gave the impression that it was not too far from the station itself. The most unusual one of the whole night was when we saw that most likely was 5-10 miles out on the lake. It was so large and so bright in intensity that it seemed like it was right off one of our aids to navigation. I could see it through the binoculars, and it was very, very bright. It seemed like probably the brightest thing I've seen in the sky, except for maybe a flare. It seemed to be in just one position. It was like hovering over the lake, and it looked like it was rotating, if that seems to make any sense. It had something that looked like it was going around in the center area with red, white, green, and orange, I believe, if I remember right, lights located around the center of whatever this object was. During the conversation I had with a newspaper man, he asked me certain questions, and I told him that to me it most certainly had to have been a material object. It couldn't have been illusionary or any kind of reflection at all. It was there, and there's no doubt in my mind. I tried to be obsessive about it, but I never seen anything like it. And unless it came in right out front of the watch staff windows and started making funny noises, it wouldn't really scare me, but I did see it. It was a reality, and it wasn't something that we just saw from. It wasn't a reflection, that's for sure. I'd say in the course of the night, I saw maybe 20, 25 of these things. Some of them weren't very impressive, just lights that blinked off and on and moved at their own will. But like I said, the one was extremely bright, very intense, and probably the most unusual thing I've ever seen in the sky.
I'm Robert Davenport. I was the officer of the day when that just incident happened. And Seaman Clayman reported to me that he seen some unidentified objects, lights in the air. So I went down from my bed there, and I seen a pretty good sized orange looking light in the sky, and kind of looked like a flare. And after I got to watching it a little while, two other small objects flew away from it, and kind of looked like it went over to Gary. And I kept watching it, went on all night, going towards Gary and the Chicago area, and then everything went away, and there wasn't nothing else happening. And about 10 minutes later, was looking out the window, and there was a big orange light, just like, I don't know, just a big ball of fire. It was like it was right over the Great Wall, right here in Michigan City. I don't know how far it was, but it was so bright, it was like it was right over us, just about. And it stayed there for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then it just disappeared. It just went fast. And so then I start seeing more of these orange lights and red ones and green ones all over the place. And towards the death, I've never seen nothing like this before, but I called, got concerned then, and I called Chicago, our group office, and reported to them, and they told me to call it back. They checked with the Air Force did any airplanes or anything in the vicinity. I thought maybe it might be helicopters on drills dropping flares or something. But about 5 or 6 minutes later, I got a call from Chicago, and there was no aircraft that was supposed to be in the area. And I don't know what it could have been, but my illusion is a flying saucer or some kind of UFO. Never seen nothing like it. It was pretty bright. And it definitely wasn't an airplane or a helicopter. My name's Charles Ridge Bowen, Spec Class Bolson Lake. I can't add any more than what the other two guys that said to talk before me. I think I've seen about the same thing they've seen. And all I can say is it's kind of weird, and I've never seen nothing like it in my life before. And I agree, I don't think it was an airplane or a helicopter.
My name's Gus Tarantino. I've seen him in the Upper Coast Guard. Not really too much I could add on to this. Everything that they said and thought covers it. I've never seen anything like this before. Well, I have seen something. I saw it up in the North Pole about 2 months ago. I saw three of them. It wasn't as long as we were sighting these. The colors were the same. They were farther away. But other than that, it was the only time I've ever seen anything like this before. And these here were more, I don't know how to say it. Like the ones I was saw before, they weren't as close, and they weren't as bright, but it was weird. The weather conditions for that night was real clear. The lake was calm. Visibility was real good. We could see all the way across to Chicago. There was no clouds at all in the sky. And that's about it.
This is Cleveland FM. Just adding to what I said earlier, about a month ago I observed something similar. We see a lot of this through our watch windows because we've got to be aware of flares and other emergencies that might happen on the lake. And about a month ago I was on watch and I saw a number of these, but not like the other night. But at that time I saw two of these smaller ones. They were the whitest to a orange in color. They flying low over the horizon, and then all of a sudden they raised up high, and seemingly they went in through this bigger one, and then the bigger one kind of lit up a little bit, and then it just blinked out all together, and where it went, I don't know.
Port Authority policeman Robert Hollington's description was followed, was recorded in the Michigan City Port Authority office on Monday night, June 30th.
My name is Bob Hollington. And the Harbor Police, the Port Authority of Michigan City, Indiana. On the date of June the 20th, on a Friday night, I was on duty at 9 o'clock. At approximately 10:25, I received a call from the Michigan City Police Department to be on the lookout for unidentified objects are flying over the lake of Lake Michigan. I was on the phone and talking to the officer, the desk sergeant, in my office on the harbor. All the lights was out in my office, and I happened to look out over the lake and see a bright light, an object coming in. So, I told him that I would call him back right away. I got my binoculars, walked out on one of the docks, and happened to see the object following it as it was coming in. It was flying approximately northeast. As I was out on the dock, one of the Coast Guard boys ran over and wanted me to come over to the office so they could get a better view of it. I went over, was out behind the Coast Guard station, and I had three other subjects with me as we were watching this object come in. And then I had another call from the police department. There would be a squad to pick me up.
before the squad got to my position, I came and started back to the office, and this object was coming in. And it seemed like it had been sent down, hovered down over the lake, something that I had never seen before. In my opinion, the best of my knowledge of seeing this object, it was one of the thickest, yellowish colors that I have ever seen. In the meantime, the patrol car picked me up, and we went out to the pier because I wanted to get a better look at it. But we got out just before we got to the pier. To go out, the object lifted up. To me, it was one of the weirdest, wickedest looking objects that I have ever seen. And I had witnesses with me that seen this object, but there was no movement in the object. It was only a light, a brightest, yellow, pinkish looking color. And the object left the water and was hovered over the water, I'd say, around 5 seconds. And as the object lifted up, it had a terrific speed. We tried to get out where we could get a better look at it, but it was left too fast and we couldn't get to it close enough to identify anything that was on it, any movement. As the object went up, I'd say 1,000 to 1,500 feet, the light completely went out. As we spotted it again, when it showed up again, it was flying northwest, direction of Chicago. I would say it was a couple of miles from the harbor, from where we was at, that the object made a right turn. All was light, whatever was on it, went out. And as we spotted it again, it was coming back in our direction, flying northeast. And it also had 3 escorts with it in the same category. We followed it, kept our binoculars on it, we followed it, and then the officers looked at Hillberg, and Officer Cochran, witnesses. We had other people that witnessed this. And it flew in this direction and made a circle, and I would say over Michigan City, and back on its course, back northwest to Chicago. We followed it, kept our eyes on it, till it disappeared. On this particular night, the weather was clear. The sky was clear. The moon was bright. And the sound of this object, I cannot explain. I have heard jets and others. Assemblers of motors and whatever, but this one I have never heard a sound as this one, this object had. The lake was calm. There was no wind. It was still that night. As these objects flew to a course of northwest to Chicago, I came back to the office, and I would say approximately 5 minutes till 11, we noticed there was other objects in the air
assigned the same course back to northeast. We watched these objects, and altogether the time, the ones before and these ones, was approximately 45 minutes. And they were flying on a course, making circles over Michigan City and over Lake Michigan. At no other time have I ever spotted anything over Lake Michigan or around Michigan City or in any vicinity that I have ever been. We checked with the O'Hare Field, Midway Airport, and also Glenview Naval. There was no aircraft in the vicinity at that time that these objects was in the air. So as to my opinion, I would have no comment on what I think these are. No statements I could not make. The only thing that I can say that I've seen these things when they happen, these objects, and I'm telling what I know to the best of my truth and ability.
Michigan City Patrolman Tony Rabel's comments were recorded in his home at 1106 Hart Street on Thursday, July 3rd.
I'm Tony Charles Rago, Michigan City Police Department. My rank is patrolman. On the night of Friday, June the 20th, 1969, I received a call from the station to go to the harbor at Lake Michigan and meet a Officer Hallington and go to the pier that they had seen some unidentified objects over the lake. I then went to the Port Authority where Mr. Hallington was at. And on my way there, I noticed a large orange ball or object out in the lake. So at that time, I picked up Mr. Hallington. We drove to the lake. I got out of the squad car and walked up on the pier and noticed the object that I had noticed at first hovering over the water, approximately 2 feet off of the water, just staying in that same position for approximately a minute and a half or so. Then the object rose straight up. I wouldn't know exactly how far, but then the object started going towards Chicago, then just disappeared. So we stayed there and just kept watching on the area for a little while. Then directly behind us, to the east, we noticed three objects flying, or they were together, going around Michigan City, which appeared to be one escorting another. And we observed these for a while, and they were moving at tremendous speed at times, and they would seem to slow down. And they also would change their color from orange to white. I was there for approximately 1 hour, in which I observed these objects with my naked eye. While standing on the pier, observing, the wind was from the north to northwest at approximately 10 to 20 mile an hour. The waves were coming in and splashing up over the pier at the time. My first impression of the object was that it might be a helicopter, but due to the sudden speed of the object going in the north to northwest direction towards Chicago, caused my thinking to be led in another direction, because the object changed colors once or twice, from orange to white, and then from white to orange again. And the object was hovered over the water, then it started to rise in a slow manner, not real fast. But when it reached a certain altitude, it started going in the direction of Chicago. And as the object was out approximately 1 mile, it disappeared. It disappeared before the object was out of sight. That's another reason why that I didn't think that it was a helicopter, because of the fact that it disappeared before it got out of sight. To the best of my knowledge, I have never seen anything like this, and don't have any idea of what it could have been.
Patrolman Ted Stantz gave his account of the incident in his home at 320 West 9th Street on Sunday, July 6th.
My name is Ted Stantz. I'm the officer of the Mission City Police Department, Mission City, Indiana. I've been a police officer for 3.5 years here in Mission City. And on Friday evening, June 20th, I came into the station to gas up the car. Went inside the station, talked for a minute with a radio operator. And he was Don Wozniak, the radio operator. He was telling me about strange sightings that people had seen down at the lakefront. I didn't take this very seriously. And he told me if I wanted to, he said, "Why don't you take a ride down there and see what's down there?" And I told him I would. I said, "But I'm not crazy about it, because it's approximately 10:15, 20 minutes after 10, close to quitting time, which is at 10:30. So I took a ride down there, and I stopped in the Navy Coast Guard station. About that time, a friend of mine, who's a security officer at the lakefront, Bob Hollington, he was whistling and motioning for me to come over there and take a look at these strange objects in the sky. And I parked the car and went over there. And Bob and another fellow, didn't know his name, he's a Coast Guardsman, were looking at these objects with a pair of field glasses. And I took, they gave me the field glasses, and I took a look at these flying objects. And the first thing I seen, and I believe that's the first one I seen, but I probably got as good a look at it as any of the others that I saw. And it was a green, more or less a blur, a green object in the sky, and it was probably estimated, from Michigan City, here, probably north west of the Coast Guard station in Michigan City. And there were, I can't remember now distinctly, I believe 4, possibly 5 of these objects in the sky. You could see them with the naked eye, but you could see them, I can't really say clearer. Yes, you could see them clear with a field glasses, but they were awful fuzzy, blurred, and at a distance. And they were probably two outstanding colors that I noticed about, and that was the green and the yellow. And there were other times where you could see a little orange, I remember. And I looked at this one for, I'd say it was probably close to a minute, at least 30 seconds, and I watched it, and it was flying at an awfully high rate of speed. And there was only one pair of field glasses there amongst the three of us, and at about this time, Coughlin and Hilbert came up, and there were 5 of us, and to share this one pair of field glasses. And Bob Hollington told us that earlier, about 15, 20 minutes before this time, this was approximately, 10:30, 25 after 10, he said that one of these objects had come right down near the freight water, real close, and he said that, and of course, I really became interested in what the heck it was, because I couldn't, they were at a terrible distance. They were a long way from where we were at, I think. But Bob said that one of them came down the breakwater, and it looked at him like it was going to hit the government pier. And this thing turned and went straight up in the air, and he said it made a heck of a noise. But I asked him, if he heard any noise, if there was any engines or motors on these things. And he said that he heard a heck of a noise, like a real powerful motor or engine. And this time as I was talking, my Bob was using the field glasses, and they'd been passed around the other three or four fellows that were there at this time. They came back to me, and I looked at another one, and it was green and yellow, is what I'm saying. It was awful fuzzy, the main thing I can remember about these objects is I can't remember for sure, there were four or five of them, and everybody observed at least several of them. And when the high rate of speed, they'd go in one direction, and then they'd seem to slow up and go off to another. And I looked at them all together for 4 or 5 minutes with the field glasses. Of course, when I didn't have them, I seen them with the naked eye, and you could see them with the naked eye. And they didn't, the objects which I saw in the sky definitely weren't an ordinary type of aircraft that I've ever observed before, and I spent 7 years in the service, 4 years in the Navy, and 3 years in the Army. I didn't know that one. And in both services, I was with and in aviation. And
I'm not an authority in aviation or airplanes, but
I've been around everything from jet trainers to airships. With the Navy, I was stationed a year and a half at Lakehurst, New Jersey. The thing of it is, for many aircraft, commercial aircraft, military aircraft, I believe, have a rotating light, or a light which blinks off and on as far as navigational lights on the wing and tails of the aircraft. And this here was just one continual light. It didn't blink off and on. And the whole object was this color, yellow and green. Of course, the green is the most, is the color that I distinctly remember. I've seen enough aircraft, commercial aircraft, and military to know that this wasn't an ordinary aircraft. And as far as direction of travel or movement of these objects I observed, another reason that they definitely weren't commercial or military or ordinary type of aircraft was the erratic movement. Didn't seem to be any set course. They went in one direction at a high rate of speed. And I remember that distinctly too, of course, that they were moving very fast. And they'd go in one direction for maybe 10 or 12, 15 seconds, a short time, go a long way in this time, and then they'd slow down and then go another way. Just maybe the opposite way, or just a zigzag course or pattern in the sky. There was no set course, I think. And as I say, I was down there all together probably close to 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes. And these objects in the sky all the time, they weren't covering any ground. They go off into the distance in a north or northeast or whatever the direction, and then they come back to the north and northwest. And as far as the movements of these objects, when they did change course, there was no round movement, no arcing or around, such as an ordinary aircraft, military or civilian aircraft would make, it was a sharp. These objects, whatever they were, would go at a high rate of speed and then just seemingly slow down and go, in fact, if they stop and then go in the exactly opposite direction. There was no high arc or anything like that. No. I don't know exactly, I don't have any idea what these objects were that I saw. Most of my life, I've always felt that the possibility was always there that our own Air Force might have some kind of high-speed aircraft different places. I'm sure we have air bases up in northern Michigan and Upstate and northern Wisconsin, and I'm sure, I know we have them in Alaska and possibly different parts of Canada, Hudson Bay, or somewhere up there that the ordinary lane doesn't know about. But, they said I talked to my grandmother, and she doesn't know the mission. She's seen an awful lot of strange things where she lives. And, of course, a lot of times I don't take what she said seriously, but she is, believe 74, 75 years old, and she has an imagination because she doesn't have any neighbors that live out in the country. But my own opinion, I don't believe myself that he was used for any kind of lights. A lot of people have told me that they thought they were lights. People have told me this were people that didn't see these objects. And I saw them. First time in my life I've ever seen something in the sky that I couldn't answer myself or get an answer later on. I get one from the newspaper and the radio, and they definitely were something out of the ordinary. And I sure hope, as I say, that next month I'll be in August, I'll be on midnight, and I'll sure be down there looking for them again, you know. And I hope
that
I see him again.
These are
very interesting.
Michigan City News Dispatch reporter Bill Allen made his statement in my home at 220 East School Spring Avenue on Monday evening, July 7th, prior to his listening to any of the previous accounts.
Bill Allen, reporter photographer for the News Dispatch, Michigan City. The event in question happened on June the 20th. Sometime after 11 o'clock. I was at the office when I heard some conversation, monitored some conversation on our police radio from the police department, which made me curious. So I went down to the lakefront where two or three people were telling what they saw. Somebody pointed out some objects in the sky which looked about like airplanes. From a distance with all of the various colors of their running lights running together, and pointed these out as flying objects which had been zooming around. I didn't put too much credence in it since to the naked eye they looked about like airplanes. Later I went over to the Coast Guard, and in the course of getting a story from the Coast Guard on what they had seen to write for the next day's newspaper, somebody saw one of them off to the west, and after looking at them through binoculars, handed me the binoculars so I could look at them also. To the naked eye, this looked about like the objects which I had seen earlier, and thought probably were airplanes. Through the binoculars, they looked. The best description is the description which you hear many other times. They looked electrical. They were pulsating. They had a pulsating red light on the bottom. The size that I saw through the binoculars was probably about the size of perhaps a pea. The outline was, I think, orangeish yellow on the top. The pulsating red light was around the bottom and looked as if it were a red neon strip, which perhaps was on the four quadrants or four different places on the disc on the bottom. I had no idea what it was or what caused it. Or anything else about it, other than I just know I can give a description of what it was I saw. I think there were either three or four objects which were pointed out to the west by one of the persons when I was down on the shore itself, or down in the Washington Park parking lot. Then I saw, I think, one or two or possibly three more to the northeast. And how long they were there, I have no idea, because I didn't pay much attention to them other than notice them and then go on to the next item of business and trying to compile a story, because, as I said, I thought they were airplanes. When I was in the Coast Guard station and saw the light to the west, I observed used it probably for a couple of minutes, and where it went after I observed it, I don't know, because I handed the glasses back to the individual who had shown it to me. I can tell you nothing about which direction it was going, or if it was moving or going up and down or what, because if it was moving, I was moving the glasses with it. The sky, this happened around midnight sometime. The sky was clear. There was a wind coming out of the north. The waves were breaking in. Then later on, I went home, told my 17-year-old son about it, and he insisted we go back, and we went back and could see objects on the skyline, also disc-shaped, virtually down around the Chicago. We could see the lights of Chicago, and they were in that area, but we couldn't distinguish any colors. They were quite small, probably the size of a BB or smaller. We could see the lights of Chicago, and they were in that area, but we couldn't distinguish any colors. They were quite small, probably the size of a BB or smaller. We also, on two different occasions, the two of us, both with the naked eye and with the binoculars, saw what started out as a star, seemed to be the same color as a star, but yet it got progressively brighter until it probably was, 5 or 10 times as big and as bright as a star, and then would fluctuate in its intensity of light, and then eventually disappear. The first one we saw was to the south of the lights of Chicago. The second one was to the north of the lights of Chicago. Both of them at about 5 or 6 or 10 degrees above the horizon. Both of them, the highest intensity they ever got was, once again,